This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for February 5th. I'm Paul Plack. The FAA is asking the public for ideas on how better to qualify and train airline pilots in the wake of the Continental Connections 3407 case. An advance NPRM will be published next week. The Coalition of Airline Pilots Associations says the FAA has been woefully unresponsive with needed regulatory change over the past 30 years. The Airline Pilots Association says the NTSB's finding of simple pilot error in the case of Flight 3407 is a step backward in aviation safety. SpaceX has given NASA a three-day demonstration on how cargo can be loaded into and unloaded from its new Dragon spacecraft. The craft's first trip to the International Space Station is on the 2011 manifest. Lockheed Martin says President Obama's cancellation of the Orion project just weeks before test flight sacrifices a source of inspiration for a generation of engineers, scientists, teachers, and students. The Teal Group estimates we'll see $80 billion worth of UAVs sold over the next 10 years. Cessna will share Bell Helicopter's Asian parts distribution facility in Singapore and partner with Metrojet Limited of Hong Kong to better service Citation operators in the region. Some strange and disconcerting helicopter flights have been noted over Louisiana. Two FBOs at Craig Field in Jacksonville, Florida, are taking NIMBYs to federal court. The FAA will give the city of Chicago more time to privatize Midway Airport. And here's how you know Boeing's Dreamliner research participants included women. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, a cheery outlook for 2010 from Bob Wood, chairman of the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.